between 1 and 5, okay?
My name's Nikki Slater and I'm a learner at the Number Shop in Edinburgh.
Tell me a bit about what you've been doing here.
I've been coming along for about a year here and working on maths and my number skills. I've always been pretty rubbish at maths at school and beyond, and for years I've been too sort of nervous and embarrassed to do anything about it. And then about a year ago decided that I would be brave and started coming along to the Number Shop.
And was there any particular reason you wanted to start working on your numeracy?
I had just had a career change after a long, long time working in marketing. I had started my own business, arts and crafts business. So I was finding that without a lot of help and support from other people, I was struggling a bit with that sort of stuff. So I really wanted to up my maths and help me with my business, and it has helped hugely. So.
And how did you find out about the Number Shop?
I responded to a big Plus advert. I think it was in a magazine, and phoned up the number for the Big Plus, and they've put me onto here, and that's when I started coming along to once a week class.
And what is it about this place here that you like, or that has been good for you in terms of working on your numeracy?
I think having it here has been great. The tutor Maria is great. The volunteer tutors are fantastic. I think there's a lot of resources that are here, so whatever you need, they have a lot of stuff on the computer. When I was learning to my times tables, they had packages on the computer that I used, a lot of things like the equipment calculators and the number blocks is all here. It's also near from my house as well, so it suits me.
And have you heard that they're going to be closing the centre down?
I have heard that, yes, I have heard that from coming along to the classes, and I hope that we can try and do something about it so they won't close it, because I think it's a great resource.
But you understand that in all likelihood the same staff would be kept on, but they would just work across the city. Do you think that would make a difference? I mean, does it actually matter if they close the building down and save a bit of money?
I think it matters that it's not all in one place. I mean, I think all the resources stuff that you've got here, I would worry what happened to that if they did split up all over the city. Where would all that go? Where would all the equipment go? Is that going to be in the centre that I would be allocated to? I don't know. It's a very visible place, which I also think is a good thing, because for people like me who are a bit embarrassed to come along and a bit nervous about making contact, it was good to have a place that was very obviously, well, this is where you come, and you can, as an adult, have help with your numbers and your writing and reading and so on.